to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
Things are going great. It's 3:08 in the morning my time, and we're just getting started here. We probably have to finish within an hour, because I feel like you're going to cry if you don't watch Game of Thrones on time. Right?
Yeah. Well, also, it's people's bedtimes.
Yeah.
So it's past your bedtime, we've established already.
I think we have the youngest guest in the history of 32 Fans.
Well, our kids have been on the podcast.
Oh, that's true. By the way, I have a request. I don't know if I mentioned this to you. My son, my five-year-old, wants to do a podcast with your five-year-old, but they have to think of a topic, he said.
Okay. All right.
And he also wants to do one with Rob's son. But let's get to the task at hand today, which is a Seinfeld trivia game with 10-year-old Madeline versus 35 or 36-year-old. AB, is it your birthday yet? Are you 36?
No, I still got two more weeks.
All right, 35-year-old. Chester, did I miss your birthday?
My birthday was in June.
Oh, right, it's in June. Most of my friends are in May.
I got another one coming.
Okay. 35-year-old AB versus 10-year-old Madeline. Madeline, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. I can hear you.
Madeline, okay. Right. Wait, so...
Wait, Akiva, give the background for this.
Okay, yes, I'm going to give the background. Madeline, I met your mom at one of Rob Cesternino's podcast events, and she came over to me. She was wearing George and Kramer earrings, and she said, I love the Seinfeld podcast, and we got to talking, and she said she has, at that time, a 9-year-old daughter who guaranteed she could whoop me and Rob in Seinfeld trivia. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did you listen to Rob and my Seinfeld podcast?
Yes, I did.
Every episode?
Not every episode, but most of the episodes.
Who's funnier, me or Rob?
You.
Oh, wow. I guess you only listened to the ones where I was funny. And do you know who Chester is?
Yes, he does 32 Fans with you.
How do you know that? Do you listen to 32 Fans?
No. Oh, God, I hope not.
No. You don't. Does your mom, how do you even know what 32
Thank
Fans
God
is?
For that.
I guess just because I mention it a lot on Seinfeld.
Yes, and I also listen to the
Robin Akiva
podcast. Yeah, Rob and Kiva need a podcast.
Okay, fine. Okay. All right, so I met your mom. She's very nice, and she said we would do this, but that was in November, and now 6 months later, we have you. You're no longer 9. You're now 10.
I'm 11.
Oh, you're 11?
11?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, this is totally unfair.
Was that...
God, let's just call it. Let's call this whole thing
Was it a year and a half ago I met her? I don't even know. So you're 11. Your mom may not have known how old you were. That's okay. I also have a daughter. Yeah. I'm not so sure how old she is. She's 10. But can you tell us why you know so much about Seinfeld? Madeline, have you seen every episode of Seinfeld?
Yes, I have seen every single episode of Seinfeld.
More than once?
Yes, more than once.
Your mom told me there's like one or two episodes you're not allowed to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're not so appropriate.
Yeah, I haven't seen the contest.
Okay.
I've only seen the contest one time and the sponge one time.
Okay. All right, your mom's very smart.
All right. I'm taking notes here. I'm gonna use this to my advantage.
Okay, fine. So are you Madeline? So now I'm a coward, and I didn't want to face you because I knew you'd destroy me. And Rob, coward, he's not even here. But we have a listener, AB, who goes to Seinfeld trivia in New York City all the time, and he thinks he can really beat you. Do you think you can beat him?
Yes.
Okay, so you're ready to start.
Yes.
Now, AB also was supposed to be on the Renap trivia contest,
so this is,
Akiva.
Yeah,
but
this
due
is
to
a
your
long
anti-Semitism,
time coming
he
where
was,
AB was supposed to be on a different Jeopardy trivia game. So AB's been waiting just to beat somebody, and now he has his chance with an 11-year-old girl, Madeline, and let's see who's going to win. Let's start, Alex, all right?
Now it doesn't strike me as fair because she's clearly more mature than both the competition and the hosts. So... Although by virtue of agreeing to do this, maybe she's not. She's
maybe.
Probably sunk to our level today.
I think it worked out that I didn't do that other trivia because I would have been destroyed after listening to it.
Yeah.
So I think I like my chances better today. I mean, I don't want to overspeak here, but
now okay, Madeline and AB, you both listened to Robin Akiva Seinfeld podcast, right?
Yes, I do.
No, I did not.
Oh.
I'm a late convert, and I have to do my penance. But I listened
That's
to
fine.
Renap, but I've never listened. I've listened to only one.
Now, Madeline, do you remember when there was an episode of the Seinfeld podcast where Akiva and Rob did the trivia against each other?
Yes, it was the Quip Show.
Wow.
Yes.
I did not know that.
So I was the one who wrote those questions, and I've recycled a lot of those questions today. Okay. So if you remember from that episode, you might have a further advantage over AB. So.
Okay.
And also, I also have 12 questions, so I guess if you get a question right, I will follow up with a bonus question for that person.
No, Akiva, no. There's a whole set of rules here. You can't jump in. No, this has been established, okay?
Wait, it's been established, but in establishing that, you also recycled a bunch of questions
I'm sorry for coming up with my own questions.
I think we're putting an asterisk on this whole thing.
Amy's already coming up with excuses.
She was like seven when these questions were read, by the way.
Yeah. Now, Kramer managed to dominate the dojo. AB is already losing confidence that he can do so today, but AB hopefully will find his Katra and can be class champion. So here are the rules. There will be 3 rounds. Each round has 15 questions.
Oh my God.
First round questions are worth 100 points each. The second round questions are worth 200 points each. The third round questions are worth 300 pounds each.
What? Pounds? Why didn't you just make it pounds? 1, 2, and 3? Why did that have to be in the hundreds?
Well, because at the end of each round, there's a bonus round, and the questions are worth 50. Just, Akiva, don't worry about it, okay?
I'm the voice of the listener.
There's a method to the madness here. The way we're going to do it, unless Madeline just starts destroying AB, is Madeline is going to get first dibs on every question, and if she gets it wrong, then AB can come in for the steal.
This is unbelievable.
All right. So, Madeline, are you ready to get going?
Yes, I am.
Okay, round one, question one. Jerry calls Newman a mystery wrapped in a what?
Twinkie.
Yeah.
A Twinkie. Yeah. There we go. Madeline on the board with 100 points. So, Akiva, you keep score, okay?
That's the last thing I'm doing.
Wait, no. That's the only thing you're doing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Akiva's keeping score. It's 100-0.
To be clear, I may not even have to talk in this.
Well, again, if it turns out she's getting these all right, then we'll have to
maybe round
adjust.
Two we'll change the rules, where they'll buzz in.
All right, okay. Question two, Madeline. Which frequently appearing supporting character is seen riding a horse in Central Park in The Gum?
Rufy Cohen, she's the cashier at Monk's.
Ah, 200-0.
I actually just finished watching that episode before we started the podcast.
Oh, she's prepping. She did prep. Okay. Amy, did you prep?
All right. Yeah, she's actually.
Amy, did you prep? Right.
She's better than we thought. So,
I did not prep.
All right. Did you know the answers to those two, by the way, Amy?
I was working on the first one and I knew the second.
Okay, so maybe we'll switch to a buzzing method because Matt. All right. So we're
audibling.
I'm going to ask the question. You can buzz whenever you want. If you buzz before I finish reading, I stop there. Now, AB's next to me, whereas Madeline is relying on technology. So AB has
a little advantage. If it's close, well, the tie goes to the younger person. So.
Yeah, tie goes to Madeline.
Akiva could be the judge. Too.
All right. Question three. It's 200-0. Madeline in the lead.
Wait. I have to wait for the question to end.
No, you can interrupt at any point you want.
Okay.
Question three. After Jerry cashes multiple birthday checks, he causes Nana's checking account to be overdrawn from what bank?
AB.
All right, AB was first.
Chemical Bank.
Chemical Bank, AB on the board.
I don't think, that's not a, kids don't pay attention to what bank. Madeline, did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, fine, okay.
Oh,
so maybe you should have to wait till the end of the question to make it more fair, I think. AB has to wait till the end of the question.
Well.
He can't buzz in the mid-question.
Well,
I think you should both wait.
All right. It's 200 to 100. All right. We have tempers flying already. We may have to call a technical foul. Question four. Who's look-alike double parks trapping Kramer and George at a liquor store?
Maddie.
All right. AB was first.
Saddam Hussein.
All right. 200 to 200. All right. It's a tie game now. Yeah. The buzzing is definitely AB has an advantage because he's literally sitting.
Yeah. He has to wait till the end of the question. Like Jeopardy style.
All right, question five. Question five, and I was just watching this the other day. What action by George causes Jerry to accuse him of crossing the line from man to bum?
Do you lose points if you guess wrong?
No.
All right, buzz. Okay, then neither one of them got it. Akiva,
isn't
you know?
Isn't it eating the brownie out of the garbage, the Twinkie out of the garbage?
Eating the eclair out of the garbage. Oh, correct.
I literally watched that one yesterday.
Okay. Now, question six is from an episode that Madeline is understandably not permitted to watch.
All right, so then skip it, dummy.
No, so Keith, jump in with a question. This question, level one, is supposed to be the easy question.
Okay, fine.
I'm asking a relatively easy question.
Got it.
Fix.
Okay. Guys, what did Kramer want to name his child if he had one?
AB.
Yes.
Isosceles.
Correct.
All right, AB takes the lead, 300 to 200.
Madeline, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I didn't know that either.
Okay, that's a hard one.
That's a tough one.
That was a hard one. That's a hard one.
This next question is All right. I think it's okay. All right. What overdue library book is Jerry under investigation for that he supposedly returned?
Maddie.
I heard Maddie.
Maddie, I'm giving it to Maddie. Maddie.
Wasn't it Topic of Cancer?
There you go.
Yes.
By the way, I don't think you should be reading that book, Maddie, but you got the question
right. All right, don't read any books. Just watch, listen to the podcast. They're more informative.
All right, 300. It's 300 to 300. Is that correct, Akiva?
300 apiece. Okay. We're tied.
Sure it is.
Question 8. Kramer has a photo of himself with which U.S. president?
A.B.
All right, A.B. was first there.
Ford.
Gerald Ford. All right, A.B. takes the lead.
All right. 400.
Question 9 is a little bit not appropriate. So, Akiva, jump in with another question.
Okay. What state is Jerry dating a Miss America pageant
Maddie.
Contestant from? Yes.
Wait. Rhode Island.
What's correct? 400 points for Madeline.
All right. Tie game.
Tie game. 400 all.
All right. Which adjective does a Calvin Klein executive use to refer to Kramer's buttocks?
A.B.
I like how you didn't skip this one. And
I wasn't sure. I paused.
I didn't know what an adjective was when I was 10.
Madeline, so do you know what an adjective question. Is?
Yes, kind of.
Okay. Yeah, but she's smarter than I was when I was 10.
She sounds pretty capable. Yes. I don't know the answer to this, but I'm just going to guess striking.
Okay. Maddie, do you have a guess?
No, I don't.
All right, the answer is sublime. Yeah. Sublime.
You couldn't have skipped that question, Alex.
All right, okay.
Genius.
All right, question 11. Elaine is supposed to attend an event for her boss, Mr. Lippman, but she goes to a Yankees game instead. What event was she supposed to attend?
Maddie.
Yes, Maddie?
Her Mr. Yisman's son, Bar Mitzvah?
Ooh.
I said that.
No, not correct.
That's a good guess, though.
Yeah. All right, you sort of gave it away with these hints, so A.B., ineligible.
Well, sure, whatever.
It's his son's bris.
Son's bris.
Yeah, and by saying...
No, it's a bar mitzvah. Somebody else has a bris.
No.
No, the bar mitzvah she goes to.
Yeah, she goes to the bar mitzvah.
She goes to the bar mitzvah.
Yeah, she gives the boggle, exactly. Yeah. All right, okay. Akiva, what's the score?
400 apiece.
There we go. What famous person does George credit for the idea to leave a tape recorder in his briefcase at a Susan Ross Foundation meeting?
What famous person... Did he copy?
AB.
I don't know this.
AB.
I don't know. Jerry Lewis.
Oh, AB guesses and gets it correct.
There you go.
Oh, that's hard.
All right. That was a tough one. Jerry Lewis died before Maddie was born, for sure.
Yeah, before I think Akiva and Alex were born.
Well, that's not how I mean. I only know it from Seinfeld.
All right. At the end of the Hamptons, the gang stops at a roadside stand selling what?
AB. Maddie.
Maddie.
Maddie?
Hampton Tomatoes.
Oh, there you go. Ties
you
it
got
up.
It. 5-5.
We got two questions left in this round. What made-up word does Kramer recommend for Helen Seinfeld in her Scrabble game against Jerry?
AB.
Quone. To quone something. That is correct. AB takes the lead. Last question of the round. Maddie can tie. What phrase does Jerry say whenever he is asked to run another race?
Maddie.
AB.
Maddie?
I choose not to run.
Oh,
that's right.
We have a tie. Okay.
That's right. Tied after round one. Tied unbelievable.
Okay, now the round one bonus, we're going to go back and forth. Each correct answer gets 50 points. What's the score right now, Akiva?
I think if AB loses, Maddie, do you get like allowance every week? I think AB should have to pay Maddie's allowance for a week
no,
if he loses.
No, I don't.
You know? Oh, so all right. So you have to pay the $0 allowance. You got lucky, AB.
Done.
Okay, Akiva, what's the score?
My kids don't get allowance either. 600 to 600.
600 to 600. Okay. This round, this bonus round, each correct answer is worth 50 points. As soon as you get one wrong, you are out, and you can get a maximum of 10. So you could get 500 points in this bonus round. And the bonus round is simply naming girlfriends of Jerry on the show. You're naming the name of the character, not the name of the actress. So, Maddie, you go first.
Good game.
Okay.
Just name any girlfriend of Jerry.
Rachel?
Rachel, that is correct, from an episode we just referenced. So that's 50 points for Maddie. AB, go.
Madeline.
Madeline? No, there is no Madeline. You're out, okay?
Oh.
But Maddie can keep going. It can really build up a lead.
I guess that was just stuck in my head.
So Madeline can get up to 500 points. Madeline, do you have another girlfriend? There's like 60 of them.
On that one.
You got out of the first one.
Amy?
There was an Amy. That's correct. That's 2. That's 100 points.
That's pretty good.
Go again.
Who was Amy while she thinks?
The girl that George thought was kissing Jeffrey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cousin Jeffrey.
All right, go. Oh, Maddie, keep going.
So, Maddie, it's still yours because Amy's out of this round. This is amazing.
It's not as easy as it sounds, I'll say that.
He has a new girl every week.
I know, but it's just every name is like I just picked a name and I figured it would work. But.
All right, Maddie, do you have any other guesses for us?
Come on. Come on, buzz this out. Come on. Yeah.
He may have dated one of the core four.
Here we go.
Elaine, there you go. That's three.
Oh, okay. Now you're just feeding her answers. Right,
okay, fine.
I think we got to cut this off at this point.
All right, any more? All right, you got 5 seconds, Maddie.
I don't have any more.
Okay.
Well, right. You got to go Dolores, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
There's Dolores. There's a lot of good.
All right, so sure. Akiva, what is the score entering round two?
Entering round two, Maddie has 750, AB has 600.
Okay, these are worth 200 points each. So this next question could flip the board. To win a date with Elaine, Todd Gack bets her that which actor appeared in Star Wars?
AB. Dustin Hoffman.
And AB takes the lead again.
Oh, right. But AB's a nerd. Madeline, you've never seen Star Wars, right, Madeline?
I actually watched a Star Wars movie today.
Okay, but you don't know the actors
that
in it.
No,
I mean, I don't.
On this question. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
That has no bearing.
Okay. Madeline, we have a question for you, okay?
Okay.
Pause from the game. Is Akiva cool?
Kind of.
Oh, I didn't even get a yes.
All right, okay.
from my 11-year-old fan. Right, okay.
Question two.
Wait. Who's living rent-free in your head right now?
Yeah, who's living rent-free in your head, Madeline?
What?
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry.
That's the correct answer.
Moving on.
All right, question two. In the Bizarro Jerry, Kevin is friends with Gene and neighbors with Feldman. What is the name of his FedEx working Bizarro Newman?
Maddie.
Maddie.
Vargas.
That is correct.
Vargas.
All right, question three.
Wait, hold on. So, okay, 950 to 800, Maddie's in the lead.
Okay, what umbrella selling trick do both Jerry and Teddy Padillac claim to have invented?
Maddie.
AB.
Maddie.
The trolling.
Ah, the twirl. That is correct.
1150 for Maddie.
All right, question four. Jerry tells Elaine that breaking up is like knocking over a what?
AB.
AB?
Three, two, one.
No, got nothing.
Maddie, do you got a steal here?
No.
Can you steal?
No.
The answer is a Coke machine. All right.
This is gold. You're killing
some
it.
Some of these tiebreakers are under protest. I'm just going to say okay. that. Like, they're not even close.
Question five. Other than Susan, there are three characters on the show who have speaking lines. So they're not just, you know, background characters. They're characters on the show who talk. We meet them. Who have speaking lines and die off screen. Name any one of them.
Maddie.
Ty goes the Maddie.
What Ty?
Speaks and then dies, but you don't see them die. So not Susan.
Gary?
Ah, Gary Fogle. That's correct.
That's right. Really good.
That's real. Now, AB claims that he was first. I heard Maddie first, but we'll give him a chance. There's two more. Okay. Do you want to name one of the other two, AB? And get 100, 200
a
points of
it.
Your own.
Bob Sacamano?
No. We never see
no,
him.
No. He doesn't die.
Oh,
also.
He doesn't have a speaking
line. Right. And
doesn't
now,
die. That's
fair
minus
fair.
500 for
we
such
back,
a bad.
We go back to
yeah,
Madeline.
Yeah, Maddie, you have
no,
one more chance.
Madeline, if you get another, you get another 200 points.
Yes. That was embarrassing, AB. Bob Sacamano doesn't die.
That's pretty famous.
He's not.
One of his friends dies.
Yeah, he's. Okay. Manny, do you have a guess?
He's never shown. It's never shown. He doesn't die.
I was thinking of Lo.
You should have guessed
the other friend.
All right. The other two are Manya and Russell Dalrymple.
Yeah. The okay. Aunt Baby doesn't count because we never see her.
All right. But Manny got the one right. All right. According to George, what has cachet up the yin yang?
What is cachet up the yin yang?
What has cachet up the yin yang?
Wow. AB.
Yes, AB?
I don't know, George himself.
No, I'm very disappointed.
No, no.
Maddie, do you
know?
Madeline also.
Yeah, this is not so hard, actually, guys.
I don't know.
The answer is the name Seven.
Oh, yeah.
The name Seven. Oh. It has cachet up the yin yang, baby.
Of course.
All right.
Okay.
Jerry buys...
Wait, Maddie, we got to stop for a second. Maddie, Rob and I get to name somebody's baby. Can you think of a name that Rob and I should name the baby? It's a boy.
Soda.
Yeah, the wife wrote in and said not Soder 7. Oh. She made us promise not to name
it
Soder
7. Well, isosceles is still on the table.
so maybe we'll do isosceles.
Well done. All right, I'm giving AB 5 points for a good joke. All right, Akiva,
nice.
Add 5 points, okay?
All right, fine. Good right. 5 points for a joke. So it's 1,350 Madeline to 805 AB.
Okay.
Keep going. All
right. Jerry buys what he thinks are Cuban cigars for George's wedding, which he and Elaine smoke but do not enjoy. Where are the cigars actually from?
AB?
Dominican
Republic.
Incorrect.
Ooh.
Madeline,
that's
for the
what
steal.
I guessed. Do you know what country the cigars are from?
That's hard. Right. Wow.
India?
No, Peru is the correct answer.
Peru.
Madeline
okay.
was closer. All right. Question 8. Where did George get his $350 suit from in the subway? Early Where episode. Did...
Oh, I know this.
He tells her, I got this from blank. It cost $350. The answer is Moe Ginsberg.
Okay.
All right.
Killer.
Okay.
What is the name of the pizza shop that bans George from buying calzones? Yes.
Maddie. Oh boy.
Whoa.
Now, I stop reading. Yes, Maddie.
No. You said I had to wait till the end of the question.
Yeah, because you're 35.
No. Okay. I'm interrupting from now on.
Anyway, that's Maddie, behind,
you're gonna lose.
Behind.
You're
Maddie,
gonna lose okay, points.
Shush, we'll Maddie. What's the answer?
I don't have one. I thought
oh, Maddie,
was...
if you okay. Maddie, if you buzz in early, you gotta
okay.
get it.
I'll read
you
it
thought
again.
You were going to ask, like, what kind of calzone,
What
probably,
is the name
right?
of the pizza shop that bans George from buying calzones after he sticks his hand in the tip jar?
No, it's just it, AB now.
It's AB.
Is it Paisanos?
Correct. AB is
yeah.
correct. All right.
All right. But I'm only giving 195 because it's annoying to have the odd number. So.
Okay. All right. In the apology.
1350 to 1,000.
What does Elaine call women who find men's bodies to be attractive?
This is a pretty...
AB.
Yes? Incorrect.
No, freaks.
No. Maddie, do you have a guess?
No.
This is a tough one.
No.
She calls
no.
them sickies.
Trivia.
Sickies.
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 Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, just getting there.
Okay, next question. Which popular morning news show does Jerry appear on wearing the puffy shirt?
Maddie.
Maddie?
Yeah.
Was it the Today Show?
Correct, the Today Show with Brian
the
Gumbel.
The Today Show, yes.
All right. In the movie, George describes Elaine as, quote, a pretty woman, kind of short, a big wall of hair, and a face like what?
A face like...
AB. I'll yeah. say frying pan.
Ah, AB, correct.
Oh. You got it.
AB's got a couple
okay.
guesses there. All right,
to update the score, 1550 for Maddie, 1200 for AB.
Okay, now this is a line I just quoted to my wife an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
Unrelated. I did not know it was in the quiz. I made this quiz a while ago. Frank calls Morty.
Just for fun.
Frank calls Morty to tell him that he's moving to Florida and we're going to be in three places.
Abby.
Jen, you're not playing. Get out of here.
Jen! Does Jen know Abby's losing to a 10-year-old?
Do you know Abby's playing it? He's playing against an 11-year-old.
11, sorry. I'm sorry
for
the
ignorance. We're going to be in the pool. We're going to be in the clubhouse. We're going to be all over those shuffleboard courts, and Josh, you're trying to keep us out!
She just AB stole $200. Correct. It doesn't matter. Jen said the answer.
No, she didn't say
anything. No, AB knew it.
Obviously,
AB knew
I knew that.
No, one. Give that to AB. All right. Mr. Pitt stares at a magic eye poster of what image?
Maddie.
AB.
Maddie?
Was it a spaceship?
Correct.
1750 to 1400, leading AB.
Okay, last question of round two is multiple choice. So if you interrupt early, you're going to be in trouble. Which one of these items has not been thrown out or fallen out of Jerry's window? Is it A, a hairpiece, B, an air conditioner, C, a fur coat, or D, a candy?
AB.
Yes?
Yeah.
That's
yeah, because that fell out of the at the party, not at AB's window.
Joe Mayo.
Yeah.
Joe Mayo's apartment.
Yeah.
Correct. All right. Akiva, what's the
1750
score?
1750 to 1600. By the way, multiple choice should not even be worth more than 50, Chester. That's a bad job of question asking by you.
Okay. Thank you for criticizing.
No, that was a tough question.
Right. No, it was not.
I thought it was good because
it's a
fur coat is thrown out of a
window,
so it's a little bit tricky.
Come on. Nobody's getting tricked by that.
All right. Round two, the back and forth, is Elaine boyfriends. Same as last time. Who's in the lead right now, Akiva?
Maddie.
So, Maddie, you get to go first. This time it's 100 points each, Akiva. You can get up to 1,000 points.
Okay. Name a boyfriend of Elaine, Maddie.
Yes. Anybody she dates.
Jake Jarmel.
Correct. Good.
100 points for Maddie.
David Putty.
Yep. 100 points for AB.
Crazy Joe DeVore.
Ah, good job. 100 points for Maddie.
Jerry Seinfeld.
100 points for AB. Maddie, you have 5
Did anybody
seconds.
See the Mets game today?
Ooh, Keith Hernandez.
Oh, wow, what a coincidence.
100 points for Maddie. What a coincidence.
It was rained out. The Mets game was rained out.
AB.
Tony.
Tony. Cool Tony. That's true. All right, Maddie.
Do you have any more?
I mentioned a couple earlier in this
round. They could get up to 10 total, Chester?
Yeah.
Okay, so they each have 3. AB can take the lead in theory if she doesn't get one.
5.
I don't have any.
Okay, yeah, this is hard now.
AB.
You mentioned Todd Gack.
Yeah.
So Todd Gack. All right. Okay. And you got any others?
Who's the guy who falls off the wagon?
Is it off? Is 5, it off the wagon or on the wagon?
4, 3, 2,
Steve.
1. There is no Steve. No. Some of the high-profile ones that were forgotten: Daryl Nelson of indeterminate ethnicity, Joel Rifkin, John Germain, Lloyd Braun, Dr. Reston, Tim Watley. So, a lot of options there.
Reston, I thought, but I didn't get his name.
The British dude.
Yes, yes. Owen March.
All right, wait.
The old guy.
The old quick, man. Quick bonus question, Chester, for 50 points. What food? Now you can't buzz until the end. What food does Elaine feed to her 66-year-old boyfriend Owen in the alternate side?
AB.
No.
Navy beans?
What'd you say?
Nope. Navy beans.
Can you steal, Madeline? He said navy beans.
Yankee beans.
Oh!
Yankee beans! Oh!
There you go. Another 50 points.
20. All right, so after
I feel like those are the same thing.
No.
But okay, I'll take
Akiva, what is the score entering round
after
3?
The second round, is there a final Jeopardy or is it? This is.
Yes. No, there's a third round and then there's the back and forth and then I have a tiebreaker.
Okay, I also have a few bonus questions if we need them. 2,100 for Maddie, 2,000 for AB. So Maddie's got a slight lead right now.
Okay, it's a 100-point lead and these questions are 300 points
That's
each.
That's way too much, but okay.
No.
There should be 250,
I think. These are tough questions. All right. What is the name of the restaurant that bans Elaine's communist boyfriend for naming names?
AB?
Hopsings.
AB takes the lead.
Okay.
All right. Cramerica Industries wants to open a restaurant that would serve only what food?
What food would Cramerica Industries restaurant serve?
AB.
AB?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
AB, correct.
Okay.
Again. All right. All right, Maddie. To win a date with Nikki, Todd Gack bets her that Richard Nixon's middle name is what?
AB.
Yep.
Mo?
AB again. AB's doing well in this round 3. All right. In the pledge drive, George hears a story about someone eating a candy bar with a knife and fork.
Maddie.
And then he...
Maddie.
It's ungettable at this point, I'm afraid. But you can guess.
You want to throw out a guess, Maddie? Or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. In the pledge drive, George hears a story about someone eating a candy bar with a knife and fork, and then he copies that behavior, impressing someone at his office who later does it again. Who is the original candy bar with knife and fork eater, and who is the one who does it after seeing George do it at the office?
No,
it's hard.
I'm not gonna get this.
All right, it's Mr. Pitt and Mr.
Okay.
Morgan.
I knew Morgan was second.
Okay,
I knew Morgan too.
Okay, at the suggestion of Kramer, George wears a wedding ring to a birthday party in hopes that it will cause women to want to talk to him more. What does he say is the occupation of his fake wife?
Oh,
this is a tough one. I don't even know what this is.
You know the answer?
I know the answer.
I don't know what this job is.
Well, then I'm sure they're both going to get it. All right, 3, 2.
The answer is entomologist.
Oh, yeah, that's hard. Okay.
Okay, all right, question 6.
That's the study of Entenmann's donuts, I think. I don't know what that is.
Wait, now hold on. Maddie, have you been permitted to see the Puerto Rican Day Parade?
Yeah.
You've seen it. It's not permitted. Right. It's whether it's, you know, you see it in syndication.
Yeah, okay. When Jerry, George, and Kramer meet in the open house during the Puerto Rican Day Parade, what are the 3 aliases that they use?
AB.
Boy, Maddie said it.
I heard Maddie.
All right.
Okay, Maddie.
What are their aliases?
And Kiva, don't comment because AB's gonna.
Yeah, he's gonna steal. So. I won't say anything. You have to get all 3, Chester.
All 3, correct.
Vander Yeh.
Mm-hmm.
This is tough. That's why it's round 3. All right. That's incorrect, Madeline. Oh. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Penny Packer.
Penny Packer. Yeah.
Correct. Penny Packer. Sorry. No comment, perhaps. Yes.
Third one's real tough. We got like a fidget spinner in the background.
All right. I think we can move on now. And I'm going to say it's Varnson.
It's Kel Varnson is the third one.
And other two are correct. Penny Packer and Vandelay are also correct.
But Amy did buzz in, by
the way. I think Maddie gets 200 for that, and Abby gets 100, because she got 200.
No. All right, I'm not getting less than 200 points for getting the question
Nope,
right. No.
All right, Maddie got 200 points.
One official rule: 3,000 for AB, 2,300 for Maddie. Still a game.
All right.
You got to lead here. All right, what are the pet names Susan uses for herself and George in the Soup Nazi?
Maddie.
Yes.
Baby Blue.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
And what does she call herself?
Oof.
It's round three, baby. These are very tough.
Baby Blue. That's the harder one.
5, 4, 3.
Abby, can you imagine Chester teaching? Madeline, you're in 5th grade, 6th grade? I don't know what 11 is. 5th, yeah. Can you imagine Chester teaching 5th graders? That would be funny.
All right, Abby, do you want to try for
the
steal?
I don't know the answer.
She calls herself Kiki. And she calls George, as Madeline
said,
Baby Blue.
Baby Blue is hard. Yeah, that was a real... I think she has to get 150 for Baby Blue. I'm sorry. That's really hard.
Okay. All right. She got half. Okay. What middle school did Jerry and George attend where they are later scheduled to appear on Career Day?
That's a ridiculous question.
Manny, you're approaching middle school.
In New York City in a fake middle school in the 1990s. This is an absurd question.
Well, they were in the middle school in the 1970s, yeah. I think. But all right. Anybody have a guess? Edward R. Murrow Junior High School.
Oh, come on. That's a silly question. That's too hard. All right. That should be worth 500.
According to the vet in the Merv Griffin show, how much does it cost to put a squirrel to sleep?
Maddie.
Yep.
This was in the Crip show. 80 cents.
Wow. That is correct.
300 points for Maddie there. All right. In the parking garage, what reason... I started reading it. What reason does George give for why he never carries a pen?
A.B.,
yeah?
He's afraid of puncturing his scrotum.
That is correct.
Okay.
I don't think he gets points for that because...
No, I get points. Maddie
should have known what that is.
Well,
I should not have asked the question. Akiva, no.
Listen, there's a lot on the line for me here.
I agree. AB's not getting the points. I'm sorry. That question... I'm going to ask one of my own.
Akiva, you're going too far here because now you're gonna clearly nullify.
No, I'm not gonna nullify it. I'm gonna ask my own question.
They're not gonna take this seriously. They're not gonna take it seriously.
They've never taken one of our episodes seriously. Why would they start with this episode?
I'm trying to preserve the sanctity of the 32 right. fan Seinfeld.
Okay,
trivia.
Okay.
You keep, can't take this
all right, keep do a replacement question, but AB gets
fine.
Shot at it,
okay, AB, what does Elaine eat to get booted from the Bizarro Jerry crew? Here's your bonus. Here's your makeup question. It's a good question.
He doesn't know. Maddie, for the steal.
Can you steal this, Maddie, and take the lead? This is like the freaking Cavs against the Warriors down 3-1. If you could, you were down 1,000 points. You'll take the lead if you get this right. What is? It's really hard, Maddie.
Olives.
Yeah.
Olives.
Yeah. What? Olives. She takes olives out of a jar. That's unbelievable.
Maddie takes the lead.
They said it could never happen, but Maddie, who was down 1,000 points, just took a 30-50 to 3,000 lead.
Oh, did they say?
Okay. All right, we got 5 questions left in this round. In The Suicide, George mentions his brother and a woman named Pauline. What is the relationship between George's brother and Pauline?
This is a hard question. I don't. Yeah, it's really late at night, and I don't even know what you're asking right now. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
What is?
All right, the answer is George's brother impregnated.
See, you don't even know
Pauline.
How to speak anymore.
Yeah. All right. Question 12. In season 1, Jerry leaves Elaine in charge of his apartment while he goes away to perform stand-up. In what Midwest city is Jerry performing?
AB?
Milwaukee. Incorrect. Oh. Maddie for the steal.
Midwest.
Long Island?
Long Island? No.
Long Island? No.
The answer is Minneapolis.
We're all too cool for the Midwest. We know that.
All right.
Just kidding.
What name does Elaine think would belong to, quote, a bulimic chain-smoking stenographer from Staten Island?
Maddie?
Maddie said it easily first.
The name of the person?
Yes.
Yeah, what name does she say would belong to a bulimic chain? Yeah.
Oh, I know. Sue Allen.
Sue Allen Mishke, you think?
No.
No.
No. Not a bad guess.
A.B. for the steal?
Sharon.
Sharon
Okay, A.B. takes the lead. Reed takes the lead. 3,300 to 3,050.
All right. In season two, Jerry, George, and Elaine wait on a table in a Chinese restaurant before seeing a movie. What is the name of the movie they plan to see? A.B.?
Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Plan 9 or Planet 9?
All right. It's Plan.
Okay.
He said it correctly.
Yeah, I was trying to get him there, but he said it.
All right, this is the last question of the round before we go to the back and forth, and this is the toughest question in the round, I think. In the gum, George wears a Henry VIII costume from what Mr. Harwood calls the Institute. What is the Institute's full name? I will accept the acronym or the name itself.
This is hard. The full name of the Institute.
No, it's not completely impossible.
No, I'm sure at Seinfeld Trivia Night they get this, but this one.
Maddie, do you have a guess?
Hard. No.
It is the Institute for the Preservation of Motion Picture Costumes and Wardrobe. And Kramer says, oh, yes, of course, the IPMPCW.
All right, wait, emergency quick bonus question. In The Maid, what nickname do George's coworkers give George?
Maddie.
A.B.
Yeah, Maddie got that.
Coco.
All right, there we go.
All right, what's the score?
All right, so A.B.'s got 3,600. Maddie's got 3,350. Slight lead for A.B.
Okay. All right, now these questions are worth 150 points each. It's the same rules. Maddie will go first because she's trailing. And what you need to name is a fictional Seinfeld movie. And Amy's in a WhatsApp group where we discuss this all the time.
Yeah, no, this is...
No, we didn't discuss any movies.
All right.
We never discussed any movies.
So, Maddie, go first.
I would not have asked this question.
Death Blow.
Death Blow, correct. 150 for Maddie.
Okay.
Rochelle.
150 for Amy.
Isn't Rochelle a play?
No.
It's a movie. What's the play?
It's both.
It's based on the play. Yeah, it's both.
Well, what's the Bette Midler play in Seinfeld?
It's also Rochelle.
Oh, okay. Got it. This is tough. This is an absurd category that obviously favors A.B. I'm not happy about. All we talk about is... Well, you guys.
We've never talked about this.
No, I'm saying I feel like you know.
Maddie, when you have lunch at school, what does your mother pack your lunch in?
An iPad, probably.
I
don't know what kids do these days.
Sass.
Oh yeah, you got it. You got it on the tip of your tongue.
I think she said it.
Sandbox.
No.
I don't know what it's called.
It's okay.
All right,
okay.
I'll take a few shots here. I think time is up.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Chunnel.
Chunnel, yeah.
Chunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cry again.
Cry again.
Yeah, you got three.
Checkmate, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brown-eyed girl,
that's correct. Okay. Amy's building a big lead here.
Sack lunch.
Yeah, we're not giving him sack lunch because she said it.
Yeah, okay.
What were they? Prognosis negative.
Yep.
Agent Zero.
Yeah.
I can't believe you asked the category you knew AB would dominate. What just a terrible job by Chester.
Okay. More options, by the way. Blame It on the Rain.
Blame It on the Rain.
Chow Fun. Cold Fusion. Cupid's Rival. Firestorm. Flaming Globes of Sigmund. Means to an End. Mountain High. The Muted Heart. The Other Side of Darkness. The Pain and the Yearning. And Ponce de Leon.
A man experiences
now,
pain in your...
Now, how much is AB? How much is AB leading by, Akiva?
AB has 4,650. Maddie is 3,500. Could I ask a quick bonus round question in the meantime?
For 10,000.
Sure. No. Sure. Regular 300. Regular. Not. I'm not cheating.
Yeah.
Guys, what is Kramer scared of?
Maddie.
Yes.
Clowns.
Yep. He's scared of clowns. You got it.
Okay.
3,800.
Now, what's the
score?
So it's
4,650 to 3,800.
Okay. Now, the final question is worth 1,000 points. So, it's within the margin of error. So, the winner of this is going to take it away. This is a very difficult question.
Wait. So, let me do a couple while you think. Let me do a couple 50 points, which won't actually affect the final score.
Yeah.
Guys, Kramer pays Newman $8 for what type of stories?
Maddie.
Yes.
Bunyan
stories, correct. nice. Who has to give a speech about risk management?
AB.
We'll give it to AB. Yeah.
Jerry. George.
Maddie. Maddie, do you want to?
George.
Yeah, it's George. All right. What was the name of Jerry's G.I. Joe knockoff toy when he was growing up? The name of Jerry? This is a good question, I guess.
And for bonus points, what would happen to it?
Jerry had a knockoff G.I. Joe, a fake G.I. Joe growing up. Anybody remember the name?
Army Pete.
Army Pete, right. And one more?
Yes.
What is Kramer's phone number?
AB.
Yes.
555
Filk. Filk, okay, very good. So it's 4,700 right. Okay. to 3,900 going into final.
Okay,
final
now this is Jeopardy. For 1,000 points. This question was submitted by Jeff Steenhock on Twitter. Oh,
okay.
Is it a time? Is it a time? Okay. Who buzz in?
Huh?
What if?
No, Maddie gets the guess first.
No.
What if they each go away and they each have to guess it separately? Like if Maddie steps away.
They each go away?
They each give the answer to her.
Okay, fine. All right.
She types it in and what? I whisper it to Alex.
Okay, fine. Yeah. So, well, no. You leave the room.
Yeah, you leave the room. Yeah, let AB leave the room.
No.
Let AB leave the room.
Yeah.
And then she'll.
Like no. He doesn't need to leave the room.
Oh, we'll wager. We'll...
Oh, are they wagering? Is it Jeopardy style?
Well, it doesn't matter being the same result because AB's going to.
It doesn't matter. If Maddie fine, gets this yeah. right, she wins. That's the point, okay?
All right, well, let's ask it together.
All right. This is very difficult.
So she's getting the first
Maddie, one. What soda does Newman drink in the bottle deposit?
I don't know this. Oh, what soda? That's really Do you bad. Know this, AB? Do you...
Sprite?
No.
Right?
Close, very close. You want to guess one more time?
Coke?
Yeah.
Well, that's
that would be too
away.
Easy, I think.
I have a guess, but
what's your guess?
Mountain Dew.
No. Okay. The answer. That's even closer. The answer is Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow. Okay.
All right. So this was a very close battle.
Unbelievable.
What's the final score, Akiva?
All right. AB got 4,700. Maddie got 3,900. Maddie, I think, got more answers right than AB, but AB did better in the 300 round.
Yeah. Yeah, AB kind
of cheated there. It's basically a tie.
Also, wait, hold on. No, wait. How many points does AB have again?
4,700.
4,700. AB, you're how old? 35?
Yeah.
So
subtract
4,700 divided by 35. So his adjusted score is 134. Maddie got how many points?
39.
3,900?
Yeah.
She's 11?
Yeah.
She has 355 points,
right.
And Maddie is the winner of the 32 Fan Side Trivia Contest.
I had a feeling that was coming.
And AB has to send Maddie her allowance, but unfortunately it's $0.
By the way, Maddie, you should have said your allowance was like $100.
Yeah, we would have. By the way, we would have made
Maddie,
AB said the $100.
It's not a lie if you believe
it. If you believe it. Maddie, you killed it. Did you? That was
I have to Maddie, say, I just have to say, I am super impressed here.
I think,
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I think people
I was,
are going to be demanding
really
a rematch
scared
for next
at the
time.
Beginning there. Okay. I was really, really scared at the
I
beginning.
I think so. This was a very tight game. Maddie, you really crushed it. Do you have anything to plug? Do you have any podcasts or anything to plug? I'm joking.
You can see her in fifth grade.
I'd like to plug the idea of summer camp.
Yeah.
Okay. Fifth grade.
Maddie, thank you so much.
Maddie,
probably,
thank you so much. You crushed
is she,
it. This
is she
was
the
so
world
fun.
Champion of Seinfeld trivia under
really
the age of 12?
I
assume she has to be.
Do you have friends who also are big Seinfeld fans, or is it just you, Maddie?
It's just me.
Yeah, it can't be.
Do your friends know what Seinfeld is? Like, my 10-year-old daughter doesn't know what Seinfeld is, even.
They know the name of it, but they don't know what
right,
it is.
Right, right. What's, like, the most popular show for kids your age?
I don't know. Because
we're going to make...
Well, I watch a Seinfeld.
Okay, we're going to make AB do trivia for whatever that show is against you.
Yeah. I'm happy to come back anytime.
Yeah, Maddie, mature beyond
her years.
Yeah, this
was amazing.
Years. Congratulations.
People are going to love this.
Yeah, well done.
Maybe our new favorite guest, Maddie, AB. What a legendary outcome. I assume Maddie doesn't have to go to watch Game of Thrones now. You don't watch Game of Thrones, right? But Alex does.
No, I'm going to watch.
I hope not.
Where do you live? Where do
California.
You live, no, the general. I want to get the top.
Maddie, do not give your address out to adults.
Maybe, forget it.
AB's
not giving
you
money. No Jeez.
I'm looking for a country here.
United States. She lives in the United States.
In California.
Don't say anything more than that.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Very good.
All right.
By the way, you didn't ask me if I have anything to plug.
AB, what do you have to plug?
I'm just going
to throw
it
to plug?
Myself. So if you search on YouTube, the Chicken Roasters reenacted.
Yeah, we mentioned this on the Seinfeld podcast, which
me and a few
you just
friends,
you never listened to.
Me and a few friends reenacting the chicken roasters in honor of our friend Harold Rosengarten.
Do you think
it was for his bachelor party, which is quite lame.
Do you think that's cool that a bunch of friends got together for a bachelor party and just acted out the whole episode of the chicken roasters and put it on YouTube? Or is that kind of nerdy?
Nice. and the role of Elaine was played by Amir Benmarsh.
Well, they don't have any friends who are girls, so
that's also true. Yeah.
All right, Maddie.
Thank you so
Amy,
much.
Thank you, Maddie.
Thank you, Maddie's mom, Jamie.
Akiva, go to bed.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody.
All right, and we'll be back next week with a less mature guest.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.